Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Banks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Siebler. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dwight Siebler. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Hall reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebler moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebler moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Gorrell, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive towards the mound. Siebler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.